Well, as I mentioned, we have live music for you this evening. The Blue Leafs Band are in the house. They're making their Kaleidoscope debut tonight. We're going to hear them perform and get to know them as well. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Blue Leafs Band, and take it away, guys.
I listen for my heart to beat, but hear it beating slower than it has done in the past. I feel it gone so long defeat. I am a shadow of the man who's taken turns too fast. And so it goes, the phone's gone by, my future seems to mystify. The death of juvenility, the death of immaturity. My time here's coming to an end. I'm not sorry for the lives I've touched or changed as I went. I realize I cannot pretend I've been perfect nor been nice enough when I should repent. And so it goes. May try to come again. That's my theory. The end of juvenility, the end of immaturity. Leaving I take not but a sigh. I feel my life is changing each sad time I say goodbye. Nothing I do but walk away. I can't help looking back once or twice until my past turns gray. And so it goes, the phone's gone by, my future seems to mystify. Goodbye to juvenility, goodbye to immaturity. And so it goes, the days may try.
Thank you very much. That was a song entitled And So It Goes off of our latest album called Shades of the Blue Leafs. You can find it on iTunes or Spotify or YouTube. It's a lot of places out there anyways.
We're going to keep it going with another song off our album.
Thank you. take it, Bill.
Thank you very much. That song was called Mailbox. It was about a mailbox, and it was written by me and a lovely bassist. And next off, we're going to do a little slower but calmer number called Girl in the Window.
It started off when I was still a young man. And the whole world seemed an everlasting quest. I was always told hard work would yield reward. This girl finally gave me something to work toward. It was in these days that I watched her at the storefront. I broke my back hoping for a shot with her. There was never a right time for me to say all the feelings I had every single day. It's all because I want you, girl in the window. Fog up the glass and send me a message. You're the only one that gets me through these days. I want you, girl in the window. Please don't leave me before I can say hello. Traveled back ashore to find that she was gone. I wish that you were at the store where you belong. And if you were, I'd say,
I love you, girl in the window. Fog up the glass and send me a message. You're the only one that gets me through these days.
It's all because
I love you, girl in the window. Fog up the glass and send me a message. You're the only one that gets me through these days. I love you, girl in the window. Please don't leave me before I can say.
It's the Blue Leafs Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Welcome, everybody. So happy to have you here.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
You very much.
Thank you.
So tell me, let's start out. You're here in your matching tops, which I love, and I feel like there's a story there. But first and foremost, the story I want to hear is, how did the four of you come together and start making music together?
Well, Coleman and I were in the same class in high school, and then Adam is Coleman's younger brother.
Hello.
By 1 year. Yep, there he is. And we were just in band and choir together, and we just liked – we want to help me out, Coleman?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Chase was in a band with his dad, Bill, over here on the drums.
Hello.
So that's how those two are related. And Chase actually brought me in initially to play – the piano solo in what song
was it was a Lynyrd Skynyrd song called Call Me.
Nice.
So I learned Call Me the Breeze piano solo. It was really hard, probably one of the hardest piano solos I've ever had to do, but I stayed with it since then. We actually had a lot more members in the band at that time, and the years went on, people got busy basically, and those members started falling out, and then we brought Adam on to play guitar when the guitarist left. And,
hello.
And the four of us were just really passionate about this, so that's why the four of us stayed together.
Fantastic. So you mentioned that y'all met essentially in choir, and I find that interesting because your harmonies are really nice. And four-part harmonies, not easy to pull off. So were you all singing together for a little bit, kind of as you were starting the band?
Yeah, actually, the three of us little youngsters, Chase on the bass, me on the guitar, and my brother on the keyboard, were all a barbershop quartet in high school together. Then we had another high guy who sang up here. But, the three of us were all like, hey, we can sing together. so we wrote some tunes.
But we all went to a really the three of us went to a really small school, too. So we just kind of grew up together, too. Like, we knew each other outside of choir and everything. Mm-hmm. Our class size was about 70. So, like, we all knew each other pretty well.
Right. I will add to that, before we became the Blue Leafs as we are now, we went through a little... about a year where we were called Beatles on the Beach, and we played mostly Beatles and Beach Boys covers, and that's how we developed, I think, the harmonies that we like to show off, I guess.
Oh yeah.
That also certainly speaks to the songwriting that you all are doing now. I hear, some nice influences there, those nice early pop influences in the music that you were playing. Is that a style that y'all came up listening to, or you kind of came to as you got older and began singing and making music?
I know in the past year, I've whatever 40 times one it would be, but I've listened to so much more music in just the past year being in a band. Like, I'd never listened to Jimi Hendrix before. I'd never listened to really Simon and Garfunkel, Chicago, all these bands that kind of influence me in songwriting, that I just all of a sudden was like, hey, they're pretty darn good.
What kind of got me started listening to this type of music when I was younger was actually Beatles Rock Band.
Okay,
so
yeah.
That really got me just liking the British Invasion sound. And then my dad would always play 60s and 70s music just when I was younger. So that was what I was really exposed to at an early age. And as Adam said, that's definitely shaped my songwriting habits. And so it's just what I like.
All that and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
my songwriting influences go... parallel a lot with Chase's, I would say. I would say the thing that made me step up my piano game for the songs that I write is seeing Elton John live in, I think it was U.S. Bank Arena. I don't remember how many years ago, but anyways, I just remember just being inspired by him raising a whole arena. Just, everybody was madly cheering for him, and I was like, wow, I gotta be able to do that too.
Bill, you'd like to say anything?
No, just enjoying it here.
Hanging out at the drums. Behind the kit there. Well, you know, we just started a new year, and we're hopefully, fingers crossed, heading into some warmer months here soon. What are y'all thinking about in terms of what the band's going to be doing in 2018, especially as we head to some of these hopefully warmer weather, festival season, all that good stuff? What's on the agenda?
I've been sending out emails like crazy to a bunch of different festivals and stuff, because festivals are like our favorite thing, because we really like being outdoors and whatnot. And so far, we have like 1 week in July. We're actually up in Lake City, Michigan, the hometown of our drummer.
Best little city in Michigan.
Yeah, and we're going to be playing, I think it's 4 gigs in 1 week up there. As of right now, so that's going to be a lot of fun. But then we're also hoping to maybe play some of the shows we did last year, like Festival on the Hill was a lot of fun. We were there. We played at the Mum Festival in Tip City, our own hometown.
Yeah, well, we have been booked for the St. John's Festival.
But we're hoping to add a lot more to that list as we get closer to the summer.
Wonderful. If folks want to keep tabs on where you're going to be, where should they go?
Well, you can hop on blueleaseband.com, which will direct you right to our Facebook page. Fancy. And as we get events, we will list them on our events page. July is shaping up to be a busy month, but we'd really like to get busy in April.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So we're
in June.
June and August and all around.
The whole year.
Yes. So
yeah. So we still got some months to fill.
For sure. Well, we'll have a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can go there and connect with the Blue Leafs Band and check them out live. Tell me a little bit about this album, Shades of the Blue Leafs.
Well, this is actually our second studio album. We released one last summer. And, well, it was so much fun. We wanted to do it again this summer, but we wanted to best ourselves. We wanted to make an even better one. And we spent probably at least double the amount of time recording all of our tracks on this one, but we kind of wanted to reestablish just our sound, so we decided to go with just a self-titled album, but we didn't want to just call it The Blue Leafs. We just wanted to put a little spin on it, so that's why we called it Shades of the Blue Leafs. But I think the shades just kind of represents all the different music styles that... Mm-hmm. have impacted our songwriting.
Yeah,
I agree with Chase there. I would say the first album, it's called I Just Met Her, and it's available the same places. But anyways, no,
shameless
I was just
plug.
Pointing it out. I was just pointing it out. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, you're on the radio. Yeah. Do it up.
Anyways, I think I Just Met Her, it largely followed Beatles' influence. Like, you can almost find Beatles' influence in every song, I would say. But
or just like other 50s or 60s like groups, just that style, like
absolutely the 50s and 60s style. Yeah, but I think in this album, Shades of the Blue Leafs, I think we diversified a lot more in our styles. Like every song has a little bit of a different spin to it.
Yeah, because we try to go with like vocal heavy stuff. We have some hard rock numbers. We have some like super chill, just like listening to on a rainy day. One song called Rainy Nights. Shout out to that. And we also have, like, our bass player singing a country number, Man in the Sad Blue Suit. So, yeah, we just try to cover all the bases that we do, like, cover-wise in our other songs.
Yeah, and that, I like kind of spreading ourselves thin that way in different styles, because that kind of parallels with our, the covers that we do on live shows. We do so many covers, basically any big hits from the 60s forward, so...
It's going to be fun as musicians, too, to dabble in many different styles and kind of see what fits and what's a musical challenge and then, you know, set about solving that musical challenge and sort of putting your own stamp on a given style or number.
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing we really tried to do well on this album is, like, Coleman came in with a song, The Moment's Gone, that we'll be opening with. You know, he just gives us kind of, this is the layout of the song, and so me and Chase have to come up with our own parts to it, so I like add a little guitar lick here and there, and you know, we see what works, and eventually we get something that we certainly like.
Wonderful. And I think that's going to be the opener for the next little bit.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, what do you think? Shall we get ready for that?
Sure thing. Sure.
All right. We've got the Blue Leafs in the house getting ready to play some more live music for us. You can connect with them at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We'll have a link to their social media. And check out their latest album. It's called Shades of the Blue Leafs. But before you go too far wandering off to the internet, these folks have some more live music for you. Take it away whenever you're ready.
All right, this next song is coming at you guys. It's one written by our guitar player, Adam. And it starts off with Coleman on the piano.
Cool it down. You're running too hot. You made me feel like life just needs to stop. Thinking that this isn't worth the fight, but just hang on. Soon you'll see the world is on your side, and you'll have eternity. Listen to the rivers, listen to the streams, flowing out the message. This isn't what it seems. so cool your jets. Your mind is on fire. Awaited is a virtue, even though the change is dire. You must hang on. Listen to the music, listen to the rhyme. Look inside your heart, and it will show you why.
Ah, it's a slow, slow burn. It's a slow, slow burn.
Your mind is on fire. Waiting is a virtue, even though the changes die. You must hang on. For soon you'll know that things are looking up for you, and your future will not close. Listen to the music, listen to the rhyme. Look inside your heart, and it will show you why. Very much. That was called It's a Slow, Slow Burn off our latest record. And we're going to move it on to one other song from our first record. Coleman, would you like to introduce that one?
All right, absolutely. So this is one of the most popular songs from our first record written by me. It's called In a Boat on the Lake. And it was... I wrote it on a paddleboard on the lake, but it just didn't have the same ring to it, you know? So so we're going to do that. All right. Ready?
I'm not the kind of man to sit there and romanticize. But your sticks and stones have broken my bones. And I roam away from it all. In a boat on the lake, leave my sorrows on the land. There's a mile of water from me to all that sand. But most of all, I sing my song. Think of you and looking into your eyes. My heart, it starts to stir and my body cries. Until I have you all to my own, I gotta escape in a boat on the lake. In a boat on the lake.
On the lake.
Leave my sorrows on the lake.
On the lake.
There's a mile of water for me.
Oh,
all I'd say.
da-da-da.
Irresistible. It's what you are. I fell head over heels in love. You pushed me this far. You got me spellbinded, woman.
Only got my oar.
I guess I'll just wait till you're waiting for me on the shore.
Oh, take it, Coleman.
Thank you very much. So that was our one song we're playing tonight off of our previous album, I Just Met Her. But we're going to take it back to our last song, and it is from our latest album, Shades of the Blue Leafs. And this is more of a piano ballad tune written by me. I hope you enjoy it.
Can't see my baby, she has to go away. I can't see her crying or see if she wants to stay. I can't see her teardrops or if they even fall for me.
See if she wants to stay.
the Blue Leafs, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out this summer. Coming to a festival or a venue near you, looking forward to a nice full calendar. You can connect with them on social media, blueleafs.com, or go to facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio to connect with them. Pick up the album Shades of the Blue Leafs, all the info you need to connect. facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Thank you all so much. This was so fun.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
I love it.
Check out the Blue Leafs, all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Getting back into the recorded music for just a little while. It's Speaking Suns here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. YSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond.